We're here with The Rescues today, one of the truly fine bands in the LA club scene. Four singer-songwriters with their own solo careers who come together every couple of years to write and record together. Some people have actually, because of that, called them an indie supergroup. YouTube videos for this band have been viewed over 1 million times. And superfan number one is Mayor Villaraigosa of Los Angeles. So there's a little bit of a background for you on The Rescues. Let's say hi to them individually, one at a time, starting way over here on the right. Gabriel, how are you? Gabriel Mann from The Rescues.
Hi.
Hello there. And we got, sitting next to Gabriel, we got Rob Giles. How you doing?
Good, Jim. Thanks.
Excellent. Adrian sitting next to Rob. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Kyler England over here to the far side. How are you, Kyler?
I'm good.
Kyler, of course, has been here before. Kyler was on the air with me a few months ago. And we talked about her solo album at that time. And we'll talk about the solo projects of the Rescues here in a moment. But first, I want to go back to the beginning. Gabriel, I'm going to start with you. You were one of the people there at the beginning. You started as a trio, you and Kyler and Adrian. And I know that you all knew each other from the playing the same club scene here in town. But what actually got you together as a band?
We were asked to play at a friend's wedding, basically, someone who had seen all of us, and we collected a bunch of our solo material and did some other songs, and that went well, and the mayor happened to be there at our first show ever, and we weren't really a band at that point, and I don't think any of us were really particularly interested in being in a band, which is why we were all solo artists. and then shortly thereafter we started writing together, the three of us, and that went well, and we liked what we were doing, and so we just sort of kept going from there.
Great. So this guy had you play at his wedding, and you didn't even have any songs together yet, so you sort of had to mix and match and make
yeah
it up
that's
as you
exactly
went along.
Right. Yeah. And we sort of quickly realized that that was going to be a problem. Once there was a real sort of decision, which happened pretty soon thereafter, to sort of be something together, we started writing new stuff for that thing.
That's a great story. I can't imagine any other band ever started out that way. So let's listen to one of the songs from The Rescues now, live here in the KCSN studios. This is the title track of their second album, Let Loose the Horses, The Rescues on KCSN.
Thank you.
then we'll tear them down again. Start over. We met these dancers with our hands in time. We'll tear them down again. Start over. We met these dancers with our hands in time. We'll tear them down again, again, again.
We can take me away from you.
Let it burn down, let it burn down.
Even if it rips right through.
In your arms.
The Rescues live here in the KCSN studios with Let Loose the Horses, a little bit scaled down version instrumentally from what you'd hear on the album, but that sounded really fantastic, guys. Adrian, I'm going to switch over to you and ask you a question now, because after you recorded and released your first album, Crazy As Ever After, you brought in a fourth member to the band, and it not only changed some things up, I want to talk about that, but tell me how Rob Giles got invited to be in the band.
Well, I was talking to Billy, who was the guy that sort of coaxed us into, it was his wedding, and he was like, you need to do this. So he was definitely very influential in like getting us to do our thing. And then one day we were talking, he's like, you know, this band needs something, and it just... we need that last piece, and we both at the same time said Rob Giles.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm going to go ahead and give him a call. So I called Rob, and it was funny because the day before, apparently, he had quit music. And I called him. I called him, and I was like, hey, do you want to join the band? And he was like, oh, God.
Can I call you back?
Can I call you back? And then he called back. He literally was like, I'm done. And then I called him. It was kind of awesome. So... I love that story personally.
How'd that retirement work out for you, Rob?
Like most things in my career, it went exactly as I didn't plan.
Well, Kyler, let's switch over to you now. When Rob joined the band and Let Loose the Horses was recorded and released, to my ears anyway, the sound of the band got maybe a little tougher, maybe a little more dramatic. And I'm wondering if that was intentional or incidental.
Rob definitely brought the rock and encouraged all the rest of us to bring it as well. And to, as he likes to say when we're at the mic, just like spread our legs a little bit and be like a rock star. And you know, we needed a bit more testosterone in the band. Now we have two girls, two guys, and it's balanced. And it opens up a lot more for us to do vocally with harmonies. And because Rob plays drums and also bass on some songs, it just rooted us and grounded us in a way that before we weren't able to do because it was three voices and it was more acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he brought the rock.
Excellent. We're speaking this morning with Gabriel, Adrian, Rob, and Kyler from The Rescues, one of the really fine L.A. bands here on 88.5 KCSN. And, Gabriel, let's go back to you for a minute. Every one of you plays more than one instrument, and one of the things that is so... interesting from a visual standpoint, watching you all perform live is that after every song, the lineup changes. One minute Adrian's on guitar and Kyler's on ukulele and Rob's playing drums, and the next minute Rob's on bass and Kyler's on guitar and Adrian's playing keyboards and or drums or whatever. You all seem to play everything. How do you decide? What's the process in figuring out who plays what on which on which songs?
It is sort of rooted in the song, whatever the song seems to be doing in terms of the arrangement is sort of how we determine who does what. It's not exactly, it's not really about who's playing what. It's more about what we need to get across in general. So whoever, there is a little bit of like, oh, I want to play that part and I want to play that part. And so it's really more, it's less about what we need and more about like who wants to play what. And but there is this element of what we need for the song in terms of the arrangement. But people generally play what they want to be playing in a particular song. And it keeps it interesting for us, and it also, I think, as a side effect, keeps it interesting for the audience. But it mainly comes from those two things: what people feel like doing on a particular song, and what the arrangement is calling for in terms of, like, there are songs, there, one of these new songs that we have, which we couldn't do it this way today, but when we play it in like larger venues, Adrian and I are both playing keyboard parts. And it's just sort of a matter of how it was produced, and we wanted to recreate that live, and we needed another keyboard and not necessarily another guitar. So that sort of determined how that came about, and they all sort of happened in that way.
I see. I was at House of Blues a week or so ago seeing you guys live, and a guy standing behind me was talking to his buddies, and clearly he'd seen you before and his buddies hadn't. And I heard him turn to his buddies and say, and now watch, because after this song, they're all going to change instruments.
Yeah.
So I noticed it. He noticed it. Clearly, the interesting part about letting the audience have something visual, it definitely grabs people's attention. And I mean, it's literally every song you guys will trade off. And I think that's a really...
It becomes a problem sometimes.
Does it?
We try to design our sets to involve a small amount of movement, but there's almost no set that we can design at this point that doesn't involve somebody moving around somewhere, except for possibly me.
Well, and I've seen you guys multiple times now, and I don't think I've ever seen a situation where you played two songs in a row on the same instruments.
Yeah, well, that's become a real liability.
See, I thought of it as versatility. Let's listen to another song now from The Rescues on 88.5 KCSN from their forthcoming as yet untitled album, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. This is a song, and they're playing live in the studio here, folks. This is called Be My Cure, The Rescues on KCSN.
Oh,
That's The Rescues live in the KCSN studios with a song called Be My Cure from their forthcoming album. It'll be their third, and it's not titled yet, and so I understand it, not even finished yet. We'll definitely talk about that more in a second. I wanted to follow up a little bit, and Kyler, let's go to you for this one. We talked to Gabriel a few minutes ago about instrumentation and the way you arrange that. How about the vocals? Because some songs, you have one lead vocalist in the sort of the traditional arrangement of one lead vocal and a whole bunch of harmony vocals. And then in other songs, there's four lead vocals and you take turns, and other times you're duetting. And it's definitely a big mix up in terms of how you approach that. What's the process there?
Well, there's not really a science to it. I think the song is usually the guide. Typically, in terms of if there's a lead vocal, one of us will gravitate towards it, either because of the subject matter or the range or just the vibe of the song. Like, Break Me Out is such an Adrian song. Like, we tried flipping it around a few times, but it's definitely suited to her attitude and to her voice. And then, you know, both of these songs on the previous record, Never Too Late, was just perfect for me to sing. It fit my vibe. And then in terms of harmonies, they just kind of assemble themselves. We just start singing and making up parts. We're all big harmony geeks and grew up, you know, in Crosby, Stills, and Nash and singing in a cappella groups. And there's really, like I said, there's no science to it. It just kind of happens, and we kind of let the magic kind of unfold, and then we just follow it.
Okay, cool. We're going to get to the Rescues album in a moment and what you're working on there. But real quick, I want to jump in and mention, and in fact, I'll let you each mention. Rob, we'll start with you. You have your own solo album that just came out a couple of weeks ago. What is that called?
My new solo album is called When We Were Happy. And it's been fun because it just sort of came together in off time with the Rescues thing, just a piece here and a piece there. And it was pretty fascinating because Kyler, Adrian, and I all sort of finished our solo albums around the same time and are putting them out now. You can get them at iTunes or whatever else. It was really nice. You know, I think when we were all four putting Let Loose the Horses together, our first record as the four of us, there was a lot of pressure. We thought this is it. This is our statement and maybe the rest of our lives. And once it was clear that it wasn't, and we sort of realized, oh, we are all four creative people that have an endless connection to, you know, flow, and we're creative people. We can keep doing this. The band became a lot more fun. Gabe, as you may or may not know, I mean, he's a very successful composer. He does feature films. He's the main composer on a show on public access called Modern Family. So he does that, though he's a great solo artist also. But the fact is, we all are really excited about putting out our solo records, and they're all very good. But, of course, mine is the best.
Adrian, yours just came out, about a week ago. What is yours called?
Mine is called... What is mine called? Me After You. Oh, my God. Clearly, I haven't had enough coffee. it just came out, and it was interesting. You know, I had put out, like, maybe, like, seven solo records before the Rescue stuff, and I sort of had hung my hat up with my solo stuff, and I was like, you know, this Rescue thing, it's going to be my last shot. But then, you know, something happened. I just kind of woke up one day, and I was like, you know, it doesn't have to be your last shot until you decide it's your last shot. And I felt like I was kind of cheating God or the universe, because it became clear to me when I was very young that this is what I meant to do. And it's not really about me or my ego. So, you know, that was sort of the impetus of deciding to record a new record. And yeah, so Me After You.
Me After You. And that one is the third of the three solos that have just come out. Kyler's, yours came out, I believe, in November, right? And it's called Electric Hum.
Yes, Electric Hum.
Right. And we had you here in the studio at KCSN talking about that one back in November. How's that one going for you? You just did a solo show recently.
Yeah, I've been playing a bunch, did a tour. It's been on TV a bunch. And the response has been really great. And it's really fun to do something that's totally different than all the other creative things I'm doing. It's very singer-songwriter meets electronica, which is obviously really different from the band. And I do other things creatively as well, with other artists, writing, that kind of thing. And I wouldn't want to have to choose between any one of the things I do, because I feel like doing my solo project, writing trance songs, co-writing with other people, being in this band makes me a better creative person for all of those things. Mm-hmm. So if I were to only have to do, only be able to do one thing, I wouldn't be good at anything, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm better in the rescues if I do other things as well. It makes it all fresh and fun.
Great. Well, we're talking with the Rescues here this morning on KCSN, Gabriel, Rob, Adrian, and Kyler. And Gabe, Rob just sort of filled us in a little bit on what you do. Do you have any solo albums planned for the future? I know you've done plenty in the past.
Here's the big secret of my solo album. It's going to be like the Violent Femmes' first album.
Oh, Jesus.
There is not a note of it that has been written. I don't know when it will be written. I don't know when it will come out. The last time I wrote a song for myself was in 2007.
Oh, wow.
But that said, I have, you know, it. I've been sort of witnessing that three other people in this band make solo records. And it in some ways makes me jealous and excited about it. About doing the same thing myself, and in some ways it sort of alternatively does that and makes me glad that I'm not doing that. So I don't know. The answer is that I don't know. I would like to, but I don't have a plan other than I really like the Violent Femmes.
All right. Well, one more question for you, and I'll direct this one to Rob. Tell us the status of the third Rescues album that you're in the process of finishing up now. Where are we, and how soon can we expect to hear it? And
we're at that interesting place where everything's almost done except two or three things. And of course, those two or three things take as long as everything else that's been done. We are literally a day or two away from going into full on mix mode. And I don't think really long days. it's a fascinating process, this record, because when we first started writing it, it was very difficult, and we thought maybe this isn't going to happen. And then we went at it again, and there was some more life breathed into it. And it's a good example of that axiom: a good writer writes good songs, and a great writer rewrites good songs. And we just didn't give up, and we kept pushing. And it was a real testament to, you know, I if there's a band out there that gets along all the time, they suck. And
yeah,
and we stuck to it and stuck together and fought as nicely as we possibly could to make this what it is, against, you know, there's been a lot of pressures and ideas of what the band is supposed to be, and are we going to be on the radio, and, you know, are we going to support Coca-Cola or Pepsi, and all that sort of. Once we exhausted ourselves, we realized actually what this is four people that really enjoy this band, and that's all that mattered, and that's what record we got. And if millions of people hear it or whatever, it doesn't really matter. Like, we have this record that we all really like. It's totally eclectic. It doesn't sound like anybody else. The songs are strong, that we can all hold our shoulders back and look at the adventures that it's afforded us. I mean, we've been to India to play shows. We've been all over the country. We've had all the promises and all the disappointments, and we can truly say that we had the experience, whether or not we get to play Wembley, which I'm guessing we won't. It's a great album.
We cannot wait
to get it out. Or we will. I mean, if we do, I mean, oh my gosh.
And Rob is producing it. Did you know that?
I did know that. So Rob's the producer on this one, right?
Yeah.
And we heard a few minutes ago, for the very first time, I'm thinking, you know, certainly on the radio in Los Angeles, maybe you've played it live at House of Blues the other night, but we heard Be My Cure. And I want to close out the proceedings today with one more brand new song from the Rescues performed live in the KCSN studios. If you guys would be so kind as to play shall we say, arrow from the new album?
Sounds
what
great.
Do you think?
Let's do it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you all driving up from various parts of Los Angeles to join us up here in Northridge today and be on the air with us at 88.5 KCSN. The Rescues, we're going to hear one more song, brand new, never before played on the radio. This one's called Arrow on 88.5 KCSN.
I'm drifting in the water. I'm somewhere in between. A ship that cannot save me. A shore I cannot see. My mouth is dry and wasted. My will is given out. I'm looking for religion. In the middle of a drought, and I said, ooh. I want you to destroy me. I'm no good anyway. I wrapped myself in secrets and debts I couldn't pay. I'm falling to my knees, but I say, give me more. Show me what I'm running from and what I'm looking for. Like an arrow through my heart, a stolen bow, a perfect shot.
And that's how we do it, folks.
Amazing.
All right. That's a wrap.
Thank you. I have one more quick request of you all, so stay right in front of your microphones if you would. This is the fun part.
Oh, this is the hard
part.
We're so bad at this.
I know, you know what?
You've never seen anything like this.
What?
Actually, I have.
Back
you
what?
Have any idea how many
times Hey, we're the rescues.
Oh, yeah, we're like the worst.
Over the years, it's amazing how every single one of you always says, we're horrible at this every time. And you know what? You're always a lot better than you think.
Oh, see, this is good, though. You have a script.
Yeah, we didn't have a script
just
before.
To replace all the counterfeit ones that we just did in the studio. Like, hi, this is Coldplay.
You know,
that's great.
I said, hi, this is Stevie Nicks. I just don't think
they didn't buy it.
So I believe I've circled each. What I want you to do is in pairs. So you each have, so Rob and Kyler are going to do 1, 3, and 4,
cool.
And then Adrian and Gabe will do 2, 3, and 4, and they are scripted, and at the same time, you don't have to stick to it. If you want to have a little fun with it, that's okay, or don't, it's totally your call. Are you set up and ready?
And do we just read in unison?
No, I mean.
Yeah, we need to.
Do we read in unison?
God.
Here, Kyler.
Oh, we should read in harmony.
A line.
Read in harmony. We like tritones. Just
so,
like
yeah. So,
you want to underline what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whichever you want.
Oh, I thought. Okay. Are we each reading? Like, is he going to read two? She's going to read two?
No, in pair. So it's like, hi, this is Rob, and this is Kyler, and then you know, one of you can finish the whole thing after that, or however you want to do it. Take turns. One of you can read all of the first one, and another one could read all of the second one, as long as you both get your names in there. And then we'll mix them up and use them on the air.
Do you
want to
start it, and then I'll do the next one?
Sure.
You start, and yeah, they'll alternate.
Rob.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And this is Kyler, the rest of
these.
Cool.
I need a pen. Wait, we need a plan.
And so then you take...
I say, and this is Kyler, the rescues, and keep going on to KCSN,
going
and plays the music that you want.
You can listen for free, but the station needs listening guys to keep you going. Then you say,
please make your contribution now at kcsn.org.
Or call 1-800-795-JUGS. Thanks.
And then you'll say, wait, you said,
I wonder what 5276
spells. Okay,
so you go start, you start at
the guitar case.
Five.
Yes, give online at blah, blah, blah.
Seven.
Oh, man.
Who does the beginning?
We do. I'm Gabe.
We should say that.
Yeah, right.
You go, I'm Adrian, and I go, I'm Gabe, and we're...
Of the rescues.
On the next one? Do you want to do it like this? So I'll start the next one, and so then you'll pick it up, and Rob, actually, you're listening to... And then I'll pick up the KCSN.
We're doing 2 and 4.
We're doing 2, 3, 4.
Why would we do that? Because it's two people. I'm...
Right, so you and Gabe.
Oh, I have
to... Tyler and I are doing...
Since you could do it this way, it could go... Like looking at number three, it could go, hello, I'm Adrian. And then Gabe picks up, and I'm Gabe of the Rescues.
Right, but you told us, I think you made you misspoke.
Did I?
In other words, you gave all four of us number three.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, no, I do. I want all four of you to do.
Should we?
I'm sorry. I want Gabe and Adrian to do 3 and 4 together as well as number 2.
Right.
But gotcha.
What I'm doing basically.
Oh, we're doing it separately.
Yeah, Adrian and Gabriel are going to do one of
we're doing four
number 2, and you and Kyler are going to do number 1, but all of you are going to do 3 and 4.
Gotcha.
But I don't, when you get to 3 and 4, I don't want all four of you doing them together. I still want Gabriel and Adrian as a duo, and Kyler and Rob as a duo. That way,
cool.
So when we air them,
don't worry about
it. We can mix them
yeah,
up
yeah, that's great.
Wind up being so, like the words, the other words.
Yeah.
Always hearing the same thing.
What?
That's totally great.
Okay. Is that?
No, he
all
wants
right.
you both to do number 3,
yeah,
and he wants you both to do number 4.
Yes, dear. But
each of us.
Right. He's gonna.
Who's on first?
Let's go.
It's easy to assign parts in the rescues. No problem. It just, the song just finds it naturally. Just tells us.
Maybe I should have asked. So how do you guys split up radio liners?
Yeah.
Oh, should we do me and Rob?
Since my...
Would it be easier if I just say Gabriel do number 1, Rob do number 2, Adrian do number
3? No.
This is kind of cool.
Just, this is... We got it. Kyler and I figured it out. The other two, I don't know what their problem is.
You guys go in the hall while we record ours.
Watch them.
Let's do our 3.
Also, after you.
I don't understand why you can't fill in your names. Just fill
That's
it in. Look
saying.
What we did.
That's
the problem? Here's a highlighter.
No. I say you're listening to Jim Nelson, blah, blah, blah. On four, you say you're
okay. That. So this is going to be you. Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Got it.
Okay, I'm Adri. I'm always the first one, okay?
No. Doesn't make sense. It should be whoever's last.
First.
I think Rob and I are ready. Yeah. Do you guys want to go in the hall? And
let's see. We got it. We're done.
Okay. Let's do it.
Holy shit. Oh.
I'm trying to say holy
nice
on the radio.
Oh, right.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Okay. Oh, so Kyler, I don't know what's going on in the first one. Thank you.
So you're starting the first one?
Do I start the first one?
Yeah, and then I pick up from there. In case it's simply.
And we're not doing last names, we're just doing first names. Is that right. correct?
However you want it. However you want it is totally fine. Either way.
Hello. This is Bono.
From the Rescues.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Rob.
And this is Kyler of the Rescues. KCSN plays the music you want.
You can listen for free, but the station needs listener contributions to keep going.
Please make your contribution now at kcsn.org.
Or call 1-800-795-KCSN. Thanks.
Yay!
Cool. Next one?
Oh yeah. Three?
Hey.
How are we supposed to
continue with this? I feel like we're doing our
pledge-a-thon. Hi.
You remember our pledge-a-thon?
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, so I start this one. Hello, I'm Kyler.
And I'm Rob of The Rescues. You're listening to Jim Nelson on 88.5 KCSN.
The music you want.
Awesome, ready?
Okay, and then I start this one, right? Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Kyler.
And Rob of The Rescues.
You're tuned to listener-supported 88.5 KCSN.
The music you want.
You guys would probably win at charades if you guys were on a team against me and Gabe. You guys are so in sync. Watch this. It's going to be horrifying. Okay, Gabe, take one off your phone.
Right. Sorry.
It's like you have the drama app. It's like there's just this constant inflow of like, oh my God, and then this motherfucker, oh my God, have I told you? Call me right now. I mean, it's
I love
crazy.
It.
It's like brushes by like,
okay, go.
Blood pressure medication.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Adri.
I'm Gabe of The Rescues. You stopped by to hear the music on KCSN. They're playing what you want.
The guitar case is open. Toss in a little cash to keep the music playing. Give online at kcsn.org or call 1-800-795-5276.
We're
going to
use that virtually every hour.
Gabe, next,
go.
Ready?
Three.
Hi, I'm Gabe.
And I'm Adri of The Rescues. You're listening to Jim Nelson on 88.5 KCSN, the music you want.
I mean, what is that?
What?
No, that's great.
Hey, I put my personality into
you
it.
You really nailed it.
I did.
Next.
Ass.
Did you take
Love
a
it.
Part?
Oh, I know.
No, that was great.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Adri.
This is Elmo.
I mean, who are you? That is so funny.
Okay.
One more time.
Hi, this is Adrian.
Okay.
I mean, what am I
okay,
supposed
no, no,
to
no,
say?
Okay, no, you're good. You're good. You're good. Sorry.
Hi, this is Adrian.
And Gabe of The Rescues. You're tuned to listener-supported 88.5 K. One more time. Sorry.
Hi, this is Adrian.
And Gabe of The Rescues. You're tuned to listener-supported 88.5 KCSN, the music you want.
Yay!
Hallelujah!
Yay.
I mean, it's like we're retarded.
It's like we're retarded.
Oh, no. How much you put in there now? Dollars and dollars?
It was like all my dimes and nickels.
Oh.
Oh,
man.
See you again.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Good to see you.
You too.
What's the intersection that is right